So some gaudy numbers, but you were kind of expecting that. But
yeah, I figured that would happen. We'd like to be closer to their score, but
you had to toe with them there for a while. But those three picks in the second quarter really derailed you guys.
Yeah, because we'd have been tied at half, and who knows, you know, mentally how that affects both teams. So yeah, that was it. You can't throw those picks, and one of them was a route issue with the receiver that got switched to a different position, and he didn't know the route, so he stopped. He was running the right route. Halfway through, he doubted himself, and he stopped, so the ball went through, and then they picked it. So the other ones were just bad deals with the quarterback. But when you throw that many, you're going to have some of those. It's just this is a game you don't want to have them. Yeah.
Well, this team puts up crazy points. You kind of knew that. But so you challenge your defense this week?
Yeah, you know what? We did, and I thought they were having to drive to field a little bit more in the second quarter than in the first quarter. But, I mean, the problem is their game, they put you in space with their quarterback running back, and they're both really good. So we don't really have a kid that can deal with that Division I athlete in space. So every time he's in space, you know, we look silly with him, and you got to be able to match up with him. You know, it's like basketball in that sense. So it's hard to cover a kid like that. So, yeah, I mean, that's just what they do. They have those two kids, and it's a great scheme. And the coach is like, we're not getting him tackled. And I'm like, no one's getting him tackled. They're scoring 70 points a game. It don't feel too bad. But, yeah, we challenged them. But, you know, then they think they're not any good and that we don't do a great job. But hey, how about, you know, you're just not as fast as the kids. So, yeah.
Well, your quarterback, great night. 6 touchdowns, 3 running, 3 passing, kept you in the game.
Yeah, he did have 6. Yeah, he's a great kid and he does a great job. So I thought the offense overall was really good. I can't complain about it.
Does this game get you ready for the West Wildcats, at least knowing or being prepared for a high-powered offense?
Yeah, you know, it does, but these guys are different. They run a lot less, and they do it really well, where West is not. They run a lot more, and they don't do it. It's just different a lot of ways. So, you know, West beat these guys pretty good, and they beat Danville pretty good tonight. So they obviously are a good football team. So we'll have our hands full with them for sure.
3-2, is this kind of a crossroads for your Raiders?
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't know how good – we got Richwoods, we got Urbana, we got Danville, we got West. So I know West is good. I don't know much about the others. I think that, you know, it's – you know, we need a couple more wins to get in the playoffs, so we don't want to be sitting – I think we got the points this year because Kankakee's getting points for us now where Rantoul wasn't. So to me, we got to get some wins that are not going to come easy, but we're going to work hard and try to get them.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, no problem.